Take a moment to listen to your gut. What's it saying?
It's saying, help me, help me.
How do we help our gut and its fragile ecosystem? How about introducing a prebiotic? Maybe you're thinking, another vitamin I have to remember to take every day. Hold on, wait, there's an easier way. Why not drink your prebiotic with Olipop? Olipop is a new kind of soda that combines various ingredients like cassava and kudzu root to create a healthier alternative to sugary sodas. Yuck, we're getting rid of those sugary sodas this year. And Olipop supports your digestive and your gut health. It's yummy and it supports our gut health. Let's take the challenge and listen to our guts this year. Click on the Olipop link in our show notes and use code DIRECTIMPACT at checkout to get 15% off your order today. You'll thank me. Now, scroll down, click on the Olipop link in our show notes, and use code DIRECTIMPACT. All together now, DIRECTIMPACT. Use that code at the checkout to get 15% off your Olipop order today. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epting, and you are listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. It is season 8, and we are talking about sexual addiction, sex and love addiction, sexual compulsivity, and everything in between. Today, the episode is called Addicted to Dis-Ease. And, you know, it's just really important that we hold an episode that helps you understand that it is not cut and dry. You are a unique, complicated, and complex, you know, organism. You are an amazing, complex human being who, you know, has experienced a lot. And so I just want you to understand it's just not so simple. Yes, we understand that addiction is birthed in trauma. That is why in my private practice, we specialize in trauma-initiated process addictions. Okay. But sexual addiction isn't the only process addiction. And so oftentimes there's a lot of things at play. There are a ton of comorbidities. Okay. There is always the risk of cross dependency. And sometimes there's just quite a few things going on at the same time. So when we meet with a client who comes in and it is very clear that sexual addiction, sexual compulsivity, or sex and love addiction has its claws in them, okay? It has the hooks of addiction in them, all right? We start really looking at what needs to go in their inner circle. And the inner circle is where we put all of the things that must be abstained from in order to enter into abstinence and eventually recovery. And guess what? Oftentimes, that inner circle isn't just sex. Oftentimes, it's chemicals. A lot of people come to us and they're like, I understand, like I am now in a place of preparation. I have come to believe that my sex addiction is destroying my life. It is taking more than it is giving, okay? But I am not ready to look at my marijuana abuse. I'm not ready to look at my cocaine dependency. I'm not ready to abstain from alcohol. Okay. And we have to put those things in the inner circle for a period of time to see if it is possible to move them out to the middle circle. The middle circle are things that you have very good, clear-cut boundaries with. And you have to have boundaries with them because if you don't, you know that it will become problematic, addictive behavior. Okay? So at first, we have to really identify, let's put as many things as possible in the inner circle and then slowly move things out as it is appropriate throughout the recovery process. Okay? So a lot of people do have comorbidities or have in the past had toxic relationships with chemicals. Okay. So cocaine, marijuana, benzodiazepines, opioids, mainly alcohol, but like you name it, it's been on the list. And oftentimes people are at different stages of change when it comes to their chemical dependency as their sexual compulsivity. Most times, in my experience, people are ready to address the chemicals first and then the behaviors come up. But because in my private practice, we specialize in behavioral addictions, they're usually coming in first with the behavioral addiction, and then we realize, oh, there's a chemical dependency as well. Okay, so we need to look at all of these comorbidities. What are the things that you have been doing in conjunction with your acting out behaviors? Because if you sit down and you tell me, no, I mean, alcohol and cocaine aren't a problem, it's just me and prostitutes. Well, okay, well, how many times have you called an escort or gone cruising for a prostitute sober? Well, never. Okay, well, then I'm here to tell you that chemicals are a problem and they are going to wreak havoc on your recovery process. So whether you think they're a problem or not, or whether they are a problem or not, they're going to go in that inner circle for a period of time. Okay. And so that is just so important that you are ready, willing, and able to put things in that inner circle in the very beginning so that you can move into abstinence and eventually recovery and then eventually self-discovery, self-awareness, healing, authenticity, and all of the things that come as a result of this investment. Okay. And I keep telling people, like, you are important. You are important. This disease wants to kill you. You know, let's go ahead and come to a place as quickly as possible of acceptance of that. What do diseases do? They kill. Okay. We know this to be a fact. So if you have a disease, we have got to systematically dismantle it. And that means looking at all of the dis-ease, all of the things that you are doing to cope with a state of dis-ease, all of the things that you are trying to do to emotionally regulate, all the things you are trying to do to function in this world, all the things that you're doing to avoid your childhood trauma. We have got to unpack it and systematically put it away so that we can move into a state of healing. Okay. So comorbidities can also be mental health, of course. Okay. I have never worked with an active addict who didn't have depression, anxiety. And as we know, it's trauma initiated. So oftentimes, post-traumatic stress, complex PTSD is also part of the mix. For a lot of people, it's food. Okay. And maybe food isn't on the inner circle yet because we don't know it's a problem, but maybe cross-dependency occurs as you abstain from your sex and love addiction. Maybe food does become problematic. That's called cross-dependency. And then we have to maybe set some boundaries with food. Okay. So maybe that shows up on your middle circle. Maybe it needs to go into the inner circle. Okay. So we have to look at all of these things in the recovery process. Okay. Maybe you didn't realize that you were going to shift into sexual anorexia as the result of your abstinence. So we have to look at that. It has to go in the inner circle too. Like, we are not looking for sexual anorexia. We're not trying to polarize. Healing and recovery is in the middle. It is healthy sexual expression. It is committed and intimate sex. You know, it's all these positive, amazing, and wonderful things that you can have on the other side of addiction. But for now, we have to put things in the inner circle. And so we are going to have a whole episode about masturbation because I think it is a topic that is something we need to go deeper into. Is like, why is masturbation going on the inner circle for X amount of time, depending on your, you know, addiction's history? Okay. Why is pornography going on the inner circle? We have a whole episode coming up about that. All good questions. And please, if you have any additional questions about addiction, about cross dependency, you know, it's like, why now is my anorexia coming up, like, or my orthorexia? Why am I working out all of the time now compulsively? And if I miss a day, I feel bad about myself. Okay. Let's talk about those things. We are here for it. We just need you to know that you are supported and where to go to get that additional help, because this is a disease that is best treated by a professional, okay, a certified sex addictions therapist, somebody who really knows and understands this disease process, okay? Super important, guys, and we're here for it. So don't hesitate to write in. You can find us at www.lightninginabottle.biz. And you can also find my private practice at Resolve Strategies, Inc., which is www.resolvestrategiesinc.com. So thanks so much, and we will see you same time, same place. Bye for now.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epting.
Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist. And I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today. Alrighty, my friend, you know I am obsessed with health and wellness hacks, right? Using my Plan to Recover journal, I have automated over 15 new vitality-boosting behaviors over the last 3 years, and none of them have been more transformational or effortless to implement than LifeWaves Phototherapy Patch. The X39 phototherapy patches promote healing by using your body's heat to activate stem cell regeneration. How awesome is that? These tiny patches are clinically proven to restore the body to a level of health that you may not have seen in years. These patches are a result of 80 studies and over 20 years of research. X39 patches are wearable technology, easy to apply to clean skin as part of your AM routine or your PM routine. Personally, I have experienced a more youthful complexion, mobility, and energy levels that I haven't seen, honestly, in over a decade. My arthritic pain and stiffness decreased dramatically in less than 48 hours. Absolutely life-changing. Additional health benefits may include better sleep, shorter recovery times, pain relief, improved energy and vitality, reduced inflammation, and much, much more. If you want to learn more about LifeWaves X39 patches and the many other therapy patches they offer, check out our episode with Darlene Green and IamReverseAging.com. To learn more about my personal experience, check out our YouTube channel, Direct Impact Podcast. Now, don't forget, head to LifeWave.com/Andrea Epting. That's LifeWave.com/AndreaEpting to buy your patches today and support this podcast. Hello. Hey there. Yeah, you. The one who's been consuming, absorbing, enjoying, and implementing our weekly content like a ravenous animal and can't wait to get more. We want to give you more of what you crave. So become a supporting member of the show and ensure that the content you hunger for is served fresh weekly. I know. It's free content and we love offering it, but it's not free to create, only to consume. So please consider our monthly membership offered through Patreon. Monthly membership includes access to useful life-enhancing PDFs with higher level offerings in the works to include chats with Andrea, customized playlists, and more. Scroll down to our show notes and visit our website at www.lightninginabottle.biz/podcast. Visit us today and support the show.